This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strove. Israel's military says an airstrike on a school in Gaza City was targeting Hamas and Islamic Jihad fighters, but Gaza authorities say the compound was housing displaced families and that over 100 have been killed. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Around 100 people died here, Gaza's Hamas-run government said on Saturday, in an Israeli strike. Mahmoud Bathal, a spokesperson for Gaza's civil defense, said thousands of people displaced amid Israel's 10-month assault on the Palestinian enclave had been sheltering in the school compound.
The Israeli occupation forces hit people this morning at dawn when they were getting ready for the dawn prayers.
Israel's military said the death toll was inflated. It said around 20 Hamas and Islamic Jihad militants were operating at the site. Hamas said the strike was a horrific crime and a serious escalation, and that the dead did not include a single combatant.
David Doyle from Reuters. A regional turboprop plane fell into what aviation experts called a flat spin before crashing in a residential neighborhood near Sao Paulo in Brazil on Friday. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
In Brazil, a passenger plane crashed into a residential neighborhood of Vinhedo, a city in Sao Paulo State, Friday. The airline confirmed all 61 people aboard were killed. One woman who lives near the crash site told reporters there were no victims among the locals, though there was no official confirmation of that. Footage on Globo News showed the plane plunging in a flat spin. The airline says it was an ATR-72 twin-engine turboprop. The Secretary of Public Safety for Sao Paulo told reporters the plane's black box was recovered and vowed an investigation will determine what happened. It was the deadliest airline crash since January 2023, when 72 people died on board a Yeti Airlines plane in Nepal. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News. South Korea's military says North Korea is again flying balloons likely carrying trash toward the south, adding to a bizarre psychological warfare campaign amid tensions between the war-divided rivals. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
In recent weeks, North Korea has flown more than 2,000 balloons carrying waste paper, cloth scraps, and cigarette butts towards the south. It's been described as a retaliation towards South Korean civilian activists flying anti-Pyongyang propaganda leaflets across the border. One trash balloon fell on the South Korean presidential compound in late July, but no one was hurt. In retaliation, South Korea activated its frontline loudspeakers to blast broadcasts of propaganda messages and K-pop songs, but their tit-for-tat campaigns are inflaming tensions, with the rivals threatening stronger steps and warning of grave consequences. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
A Sierra Leonean military court has convicted 24 soldiers of their roles in last year's attempted coup. The soldiers were sentenced to lengthy prison terms, some for up to 120 years. They faced up to 88 counts on charges of murder, mutiny, communicating with the enemy, and willful damage to public or service property, among others. Dozens of gunmen at the time broke into the country's armory in the capital city and into a prison where the majority of more than 2,000 inmates were freed. Friday's verdict comes 2 weeks after a local court sentenced 11 civilians for their role in the attempted coup. 911 calls made in May of 2022 during the Uvalde school shooting were released. 19 students and two educators were killed. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
Robb Elementary School student Chloe Torres, who survived the Uvalde shooting that killed 19 students and two educators, begs for police in a 911 call as she cowers in a classroom with others.
Please help me. There's a lot of dead bodies.
Telling dispatch about the dead and injured.
Just send help. My teachers are still alive, but they're shot.
Meanwhile, the shooter's uncle, Armando Ramos, begs 911 to let him try to talk his nephew down.
He could listen to me because he does listen to me.
That call came in shortly after Salvador Ramos was killed in the 2022 school massacre. Police have been criticized for waiting more than 70 minutes before confronting him. The former police chief of the Uvalde School District and another former officer are the only two people charged. Both pled not guilty. I'm Julie Walker.
Boxer Lin Yuting of Taiwan won a gold medal in the women's featherweight division at the Paris Olympics. She followed Amani Khalif's lead with a glittering response to the intense scrutiny faced by both fighters inside the ring and around the world over misconceptions about their womanhood. Lin beat Julia Zaremeta of Poland in the final, ensuring that Taiwan's first Olympic boxing medal is golden. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.